Heading, Bosasa seems to have provided an enormous amount of cash to a significant number of people in order to get tenders. Remember that extraordinary statement yesterday from Angela Grisi, who today spent his third day, well, 2 days and a half, because yesterday afternoon's was adjourned, just talking about all the cash and that memorable phrase, there wasn't a single tender that wasn't tainted. Kyle Cowan, News 24 investigative journalist, once again at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry today. Kyle, good afternoon. This allegation against Kotso de Vere, the secretary of the commission, who's now taken leave while this is being investigated. It hasn't come up, but it has been stated that he will be implicated. How solid is the evidence against him? I'd hate to think that somebody who's been such an important part of the commission is implicated in exactly what the commission is investigating.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, you know, it is quite a worrying revelation. The evidence relating to this is relatively strong. We have this background of, and this backtrack of, we've bribed basically everybody that we've ever been involved in. And the tenders speak for themselves. You know, Bosasa got, between 2008 and 2013, there were two tenders worth nearly R1 billion awarded to them by the Department of Justice. You know, and in 2013, Dr. Kotso de Vere was the chief operations officer. And what will emerge is, as News 24 reported earlier today, is there was a politically connected fixer by the name of Cecilia Siopela, who was really integral to sort of this, the Bosasa getting their foot in the political door, as it were. And apparently, Mr. Grisi will tell us about how the money was given to Mr. Siopela, and Mr. Siopela had told him that some of this money was destined for Dr. de Vere.
Okay, I mean, he's denied it, but of course he would. Anyway, to me, monitoring it as best I'm able, the most fascinating thing today was how they got the cash, which they then used, allegedly, to pay bribes. They had an extraordinary number of laundering schemes.
Yes, they did. I mean, it just boggles the mind when you think of the level of premeditation that went into setting up all these schemes. While they were managing hostels at mines, they were running canteens and bars, and the cash from that would be circulated back to the head office, and an EFT would then be paid to that business center to make sure that they still do have some cash on hand at least. And, you know, what this tells us is that there was a premeditation, there was an intent, there was a level of sophistication behind this. This wasn't just a decision made in haste. They had to sit around a boardroom somewhere at Bosasa, they had to discuss these matters, they had to reach a conclusion, and then they had to implement it. That is usually what one would see when a business is trying to be run successfully, and you're trying to implement good decisions to make sure that your business grows. So obviously, the culture of bribing people was so ingrained at Bosasa that it was seen as just another day in the life of a Bosasa employee.
Okay, do you think that the most telling stuff, the most dramatic stuff, has come? There've not been many names. There have been some. They've not been hugely high profile. What might still come when the commission resumes at 10 on Monday morning?
Yes, yeah, so when we resume, I'm fully expecting that within the next week, you know, my understanding is that Mr. Grisi is going to be before the commission for another couple of days at least, if not the whole of next week. We are going to see some bigger names. We are going to see some ministers. We are going to see some MPs. But this, of course, does depend on, I've noticed in the last 2 days, the commission is being very circumspect. I think this goes back to the warning that was given on the day that Mr. Grisi was introduced, to say that, you know, we are taking every step possible to sort of verify this information. We don't take it as the gospel, but we do rely on this commission to determine the veracity of the allegations that Mr. Grisi is making. And I think what we are seeing is this, like, some level of hesitancy. Let's not name these people now, because it could cause quite a lot of stir, and it could cause quite a fracas, if you want to say, to want to use the fancy words. So in my opinion, next week we should be hearing some of the bigger names. We should be seeing some of the ministers, some of the MPs, and definitely we need to start delving into the National Prosecuting Authority. It's a part of Mr. Grisi's evidence that will be absolutely crucial.
Thank you very much indeed, Kyle Cowan, News 24 investigative journalist.